Flesh Eaters. As young children, we were told stories of cannibals who ate the flesh of their enemies to show their domination and attempt to assume their enemies' powers. We saw pictures of these scary-looking flesh eaters in National Geographic and social science books and were rightly appalled. Eating human flesh. Can society decay lower than that? Of all the human atrocities, what could be more vulgar? The early believers in the Roman world were vilified as cannibals. The outsiders learned that the Christians had a ceremony where they ate the flesh and drank the blood of Jesus. Those saints had slanderous propaganda to contend with. Just like the news spinners of today, the church's enemies would take sound bites, distorting the truth. They would say, "The leader of this appalling religion has said, 'I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.'" John 6:53. Of course, the uninformed society did not know the rest of Jesus' teaching. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. To consume Jesus is to consume his spirit, his manners, his values and practices. There is a saying, "You are what you eat." When we ingest the Lord, his spirit dwells inside of us, and we assume the power and love of our great friend. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. John 6:55. May the saints of God become the caterers of real food to the nations of the earth.